This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're talking to guests about big tech trends in the coming year. Today, we hear from Chester Wisniewski at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester's focused on a growing number of organizations tracking people as they do their shopping and the question of whether consumers have reached a tipping point when it comes to feelings about data privacy. Hey, Chester.
Hey, Ben.
You think sensors are going to be big in 2014?
Yeah, we've seen a real move toward retailers and other establishments starting to take advantage of these personal beacons we all carry in our pockets that we think are smartphones, but actually are fantastic tracking devices.
Right.
And kind of using that data to get metrics on how people shop, how people go about doing business in their establishments.
Well, there's also been a lot of distrust fostered in the second half of the year when it comes to questions about privacy, right? And is that going to play a part in this?
I think one of the things that we may see really change about people's attitudes toward technology in 2014 is maybe a little bit more suspicion and lack of trust. And it's gotten to a point now where folks are being a little bit more suspicious about all this data collection that's going on, not just with the NSA, but by every establishment, and whether these establishments truly can keep that data safe and secure.
Now, if I didn't want to be tracked, could I just turn my phone off when I go into JCPenney?
Largely, that would protect your identity for sure.
Okay.
It may not prevent you from being tracked necessarily.
Why not?
Well, there's kind of this ubiquitous security camera situation now. You would probably be astounded at the number of cameras in every single establishment you go into.
Are we going to see more cybersecurity products that promise to protect us in terms of actually hiding a lot of our personal data and our movements?
I don't know that we're going to see products that can really do that, because it's sort of up to the individual to decide how much they're going to participate in this new digital society, really. And, you know, you can go hide in a cabin in the woods and not have a smartphone.
Right.
Or you can decide to participate and hope that even though the credit cards all seem to be stolen and, you know, information about your email and your date of birth and things is being disclosed, that somehow as a society we're going to have to come to terms with this change if we're going to continue to use all this technology.
All right. So no Sophos smartphone cloaking device coming out in 2014, I guess.
No, I think you can leave your tinfoil hats at home.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.